You're listening to The Morning Zoom with Sam and Jane. That is the TV theme song to one of the funniest sitcoms of all time. Mad About You was Slice of Life, and it was so relatable, co-created by actor, comedian, musician Paul Reiser, who also co-wrote the show's theme song, Final Frontier, and he plays piano on the song too. Paul Reiser has generations of fans from his movies including Alien and Beverly Hills Cop, to TV hits Mad About You, and more recently, big fan of his role in Stranger Things. Now he's returning to his comedy roots with his stand-up show, The Big Font Tour. I love the name of that because we could all use more big font in our lives. Paul Reiser, welcome to the Morning Zoom.
Thank you. Nice to be with you. You know, somebody said, let me ask you, why do you call it The Big Font Tour? I went, why don't you think about it for a second?
Exactly.
Paul, obviously you are multi-talented, super dynamic. What is it
and
about
handsome, too. Did you mention handsome?
And handsome.
So handsome. Are you kidding?
Yeah.
Startling, yes.
Startlingly handsome.
What is it about making people laugh that keeps you trying to make people laugh?
You know what? When I started, that's all I wanted to do, was be a comic. I would watch George Carlin and Richard Pryor and Robert Klein. I go, well, that's the world I love. And then I started doing that, and then was stepped into some, you know, good fortune, and ended up doing movies and TV, to the point that when I was doing Mad About You, I kind of didn't do stand-up for a long time. But it was always my goal to get back to do it. So now it's really funny. The people who don't know that I did it, you know, my friends will tell me their teenage kids will go, wait a minute, you're saying Dr. Owens from Stranger Things is going to try to be funny now? Would you straighten your kid out, please?
Yeah, you know what? Yeah. And that was the surprising thing for me with Stranger Things, is to see you in that role that was so unusual. I want to go back to Mad About You for a sec, because I remember Carl Reiner being on the show, and I remember Mel Brooks and Jerry Lewis, and of course Carol Burnett and Carol O'Connor. So I wonder if you wrote the show so that you would have access to the comedy genius that you grew up watching. You know,
none of that was planned. Obviously, we got to work with all of our idols. It was kind of, and we never took it for granted. I remember first season, like in the first 12 shows or something, we had this thing, this Jerry Lewis episode, and it was not even a great script, but we had this idea that there'd be some eccentric millionaire who wants to hire me to make a movie about his life, and somebody said, well, it'll be like a Jerry Lewis type. And someone said, well, why don't you call Jerry Lewis? And we thought, well, you're not going to get Jerry Lewis. He's Jerry Lewis. Well, here's the crazy thing. We called Jerry Lewis, and he said, this is the first time anybody's ever called me.
Oh,
but,
wow.
You're kidding. So, then we kind of got a little confident, and we had this idea for my uncle, and we thought, well, Mel Brooks, you're not going to get Mel Brooks. We all idolized Mel. Well, it turns out Mel Brooks had an office on the same studio lot where we were filming. So Helen Hunt and I walked over, just because we're just dumb. And let's just give it our best shot. And we walked in unannounced to his office, and we got down on our knees and we begged. And the funny thing was, he didn't find that humorous. He thought, yeah, that's appropriate. That's how it should be done, on the knees, kissing the ring. You know, one after another, we did Carol Burnett and Carol O'Connor playing Helen's parents.
Amazing.
We thought, oh, my God, look at us. Look at us getting to play comedy with these legends.
Yeah.
So true.
I remember watching your show, or recording on my VCR your shows, and watching them back in the middle of the night with my newborn, and I don't know. It just kind of made life good again, watching an episode of Mad About You. What was the magic about that show?
The whole idea was the show. It was very small. I was doing stand-up, and a lot of my act at the time in the early 90s was about being newly married. And I was approached to come up with a show, and I said, well, if I was going to do a show, I'd kind of want it to be really small in scale. It's just like about that, that kind of, the relationship between two people is, to me, sort of infinitely funny and interesting and confounding. And so I wrote this script, and it was really interesting that every network would pitch it, and they'd say, oh, and they saw telling me stories like, oh, I listened to my mother-in-law's story. I listened to the fight I had with my wife. I think we're onto something here.
Yeah.
And we realize that you know, the things that are most personal are always the most universal. Everybody has some version of these conversations in their house.
Yeah, so your appeal, aside from your dashing good looks,
startlingly
handsome,
is your relatability. Even the name on your tour is very funny. We talked about it at the top of the discussion, the Big Font Tour, which makes me laugh because if I don't have glasses in every room of my house, I just feel my way around, you know? So I saw the title and I went, oh, I'm going for that reason alone.
But like now, do you get to the point where you look at something or like instructions on on the back of of anything, I'll just hand it to my kid. I go, what does it say here? I can't even see the bottle of shampoo. What does it say?
Oh, it's so true. We could talk to you for hours and hours. We're big fans. And we just think you are hysterical and so amazing in the dramatic roles you play, too. But personally, we think the funny side of Paul Reiser is pretty amazing.
Thank you. And I'm looking forward. I'm going to be playing a whole bunch of shows.
Yes.
Up in Canada. And
yes.
You guys can all check the website. And if they're not convenient, I'll come to your house. You know, trying to find everybody.
Oh,
even
boy,
better.
Careful what you promise. Comedian, actor, musician, author Paul Reiser live on stage at the Rose Brampton tomorrow night. Thanks, Paul.
Thank you. Pleasure talking to you. And if you come to the show, come say hello.
I will definitely be there, so careful what you wish for. Yeah. And I'd love you to go, too. I have one pair of tickets to give away to see Paul Reiser tomorrow night at the Rose Brampton. The tickets will be waiting for you at the theater. So no pickup here at the radio station. You just go right to the theater, and they'll be there waiting for you. Caller 7 wins, 416-360-0740, 416-360-0740. Call me now.